At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Early voting begins today for the May 5th local elections. Garland's the largest city choosing a new mayor. The resignation of Doug Athus forced a special election to fill a one-year term. Voters in a dozen other North Texas cities will also choose mayors. Ballots across the region will include city and school bond elections, city council races, recall elections for two council members in Kennedale, and charter amendment questions in Garland. There's also crime control and prevention district questions in Prosper, Dow Worthington Gardens, and Trophy Club. We have a voter's guide at keranews.org and a note, runoffs from the March primaries are not on the ballot. Early voting for those begins May 14th, but today is the last day to register to vote in the runoff elections. Federal courts have ruled twice against state and congressional maps from Texas, but Attorney General Ken Paxton's confident there'll be a different result when the case goes before the U.S. Supreme Court again. Justices will hear the case tomorrow. Plaintiffs in the lawsuit argue voting district maps from 2011 and 2013 discriminate against Black and Latino voters. Paxton talked about the case on WFAA's Inside Texas Politics.
This was a map that we worked with this three-judge panel to draw. They drew it. We adopted it. And it's been operating fine in the state of Texas for years and years and years, and there's no reason to overrule it now as we're getting close to redistricting again.
Paxton also said he's seen no evidence of discrimination. A state district judge today will decide whether a lawsuit by the Dallas County Republican Party can proceed. The suit alleges 82 Democratic candidates are ineligible to be on the November ballot because the Dallas County Democratic Party chair didn't physically sign or certify the petitions before they went to the Texas Secretary of State's office. Democrats have called that lawsuit frivolous. They say Republican Party Chairwoman Missy Schori does not have standing to file the suit. Treatment of cancer often involves chemotherapy and other toxic drugs, but a recent study again suggests hope of an organic approach. Ajay Goel is lead author, the head of gastrointestinal research at the Baylor Scott & White Research Institute, focuses on ways to detect and prevent cancer at the earliest stage. In today's Vital Signs, Goel talked with me about the health benefits of grapeseed extract.
All along, we have been thinking that the health benefits come from the skin of the grapes and the pulp of the grapes because it has certain flavonoids. They have antioxidant activities. They have some anti-inflammatory properties which help overall in health. But there's been historical evidence for thousands of years that grape seeds also have some medicinal benefits. Certain populations like China and some of the Eastern Asian countries, they have been heavily using grape seed extracts for a variety of reasons, for cardiovascular health, cancer, arthritis, for many chronic inflammatory disorders.
What makes it effective?
It has very potent antioxidant activity, as anti-inflammatory too. Also, that it is actually a very potent cancer preventative as well.
There have been several studies along this line. How does yours differ?
Our study has been on colon cancers. When we talk about any cancer, one of the challenges is that even once a patient is treated for that disease, what is the chance of that person to get the disease back? Chemotherapies or other cancer-fighting drugs, they're very good at killing cancer cells, but they do not have the ability to kill cancer stem cells. And that recurrence happens because these cancer stem cells, because they're left behind, they stay there. And once the drug is gone, they come back, they multiply very fast, and the disease comes back.
So what does the grapeseed extract do that the other drugs don't?
In this study, what we showed was that the grapeseed extract not only kills colon cancer cells, but it also targets cancer stem cells. Now, if you can target cancer stem cells, you have a lower likelihood for disease recurrence. You have a better likelihood that you'll be disease-free, or you can slow down the progression of disease. So, which is good because compared to the conventional drugs we use, which are highly expensive, they are very, very toxic, they have side effects. Something as natural as grape seeds, which we all eat on a regular basis in different parts of the world. So the point here is eating grapes with seeds is probably the more natural way of consuming some of the health benefits of grape seeds. But if you can't do that, which just taking a simple capsule which contains extracts of grape seeds, so you can buy these things at Whole Foods or health food stores and any of these stores which carry natural health supplements.
As I understand it, your study is focused on a particular grapeseed extract from France.
VX1 grapeseed extract is highly enriched for small size of flavonoids, which allows these flavonoids to enter our cells and do the benefit they're supposed to do in terms of fighting inflammation, fighting free radicals, and so forth.
Can this extract be produced on a large scale? Where are we with this? What's the potential?
It's my understanding that it is already on the health food stores. It is not something within an evaluation phase. I think the nutraceutical industry or the natural supplement industry in this country is not very heavily regulated. So what that means is you can buy the same product from 10 different companies, 10 different vendors, 10 different types of extracts, but it is the responsibility of the consumer to ensure that when they use these supplements, they look for the best supplement out there, whether it's a grapeseed extract or any other botanical they're using. So if you're considering grapeseed extract for any health benefits, we should read the labels. We should look at the grapeseed extract, which has higher absorption in our body so that we stand to benefit more from that rather than a extract which is not going to give us benefit because it is not enriched or purified.
Are doctors reluctant about mentioning this?
Anytime you're going to introduce any natural supplement or any other additional intervention in your care, especially if you're suffering from a particular illness, I always caution that one must discuss with their physician first before taking anything. In terms of whether physicians and doctors are reluctant or on board with the idea of using grapeseed extracts and other botanicals, I think it's a slow process of education. So the research studies like the one we just published and many others, they continue to build the evidence that these products are extremely safe.
Dr. Goel, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me.